All right, that one's that one's that don't die in body carishubri lana, that one's devada dunga siati chasa, that one's sim nangi chi, so nangi samno tanshubu tone, and then I'll tell ya dunga mongu chinga to be the young sugores, as me. Me and Sebi get too much in the Ungores, decarishing in Gorsen, now some not touch with a new Gores. Tis another some no change, TV samba, the new be samba, and then she, my jada, chado, and then she didn't get sent to Nukuni Lavaina, and the Leraro chick pitched down when the Tinungo, you know the Kachasan, and Chandy, a new big Java pitched down at the Nichane, and I to Tumamo Bushli Gorege. Dinne is a dang Anatolia, Samba Sambo, chick. Shenya Zewa the Jambi Samba Chikiwena, Digi Kunya Nabigi, Tanaji, Lu Longjedang, and Janaya, Mobati Pishitan, Shenya Pembe Jolly Pishitan, Tugore, Dinaza, Tanazulia, Gietchimokarajes, and Samba Sampukiwa, the Gietchimoshuri, Essay, Kissing as a Samba Sampukiwa, the Gietchimori, Essay, Tishirwa.
Good evening. So last week, we started to look at this text, Bodhicitta and the Six Perfections. And we, amongst what we looked at is that the importance of our mind. We all want happiness. We all want to be freed of suffering. But in dependence on our way of thinking, we either experience a lot of suffering or can experience happiness, lasting happiness. And our pathways to achieve happiness, one of which is that of the material world. And the material world that we have developed has come about in dependence on a motivation. And if one's motivation to develop technology or any other object within the material world is one where afflictions such as anger and pride dominate, then the result is likely to be unwholesome. Whereas if the motivation, on the other hand, is one which is of how can I be of benefit to others? How can I ease the suffering of others, add to the quality of life of others? Then the result is going to be one that will be beneficial in this world. So from understanding this, we see from this perspective how important it is to develop a wholesome outlook, a virtuous outlook.
And the nigger, that's some of some which you were raised. Tis that some of some way nani, and that's some of some which you have showed the caress in an anjugi. That's him jet, tamchig, Sanji Kobo, Topper Show, Sipi, Janju Sim, it is. Tis that's anjugi, Janju Sim, the Gulikia to what you were raised, and my Yaksho did it. Tis that Janju Sim, the Nish Sambach, you have any D. Gunne Labig, Lara Karachevina, Shanley, a Pembach mother, nobody whom Maris, Tis not Rashi Nicola, D. You to be a gets all the answer. Janju Sim, the Gugu, which is a simple sample, Janju Sim. That is December Sambo, that the Niggy, and down Nang Bichin on the shade, that Simba Sambo and the Yashu Chanju Simbless and you send the Google essay. Tis not that Chanju Sim Ding Arjigil Gielia, and Tablam Connection Giver Tapsim Chio de Lana, Digia Delia, and to get Tashan Yamji some dance, Gia Tapshita Gita, and Digia Yudu some dance, and Gia Tapshita Niungle essay. The name is Adam as a cousin as a shade. You do some daje, and Janju Sim Gi, and Tablam deje. And this you were it. Tis not that you do some die like Gielo Kumbala, Dambong and the Karaku was in it, Giawanga Chief or some daddy, Tis not Giawanga Maji, but it didn't get some tongues. And DJ La, and the Gauros in an Arjuga, Danyum Simjan Tamje, and she, Danyum some tongues, as the kissing of the Digo by Shire.
Within the teachings of the Buddha, the very best of wholesome minds is to develop bodhicitta. The good heart of bodhicitta is the supreme mind to develop. To the extent that one develops this determination that I will become a Buddha in order to lead all beings to a state freed of suffering, then whatever one does will not bring harm to others, but will rather benefit them. And this, moreover, will lead, such a motivation, moreover, will lead to you yourself experiencing tremendous happiness as well as those that you interact with. The Supreme Mind of Bodhicitta, the Buddha presented two methods to cultivate it, one being that of equalizing and exchanging self with others, and the other being the six causes and one effect method. In our text here prevents the latter method, which we started to look at last week. And before one gets to the actual trainings of the six causes, one needs to reflect on, develop the foundation of first reflecting on reincarnation and impartiality. So we looked at reincarnation last week and started to look at impartiality. So let's return to the text. So we have slightly different translations in front of us, but they are will be quite similar. So starting with where we concluded last week, when you contemplate in this manner the fixed apprehension of some persons as friends and others as enemies, and the consequent generation of attachment and anger will weaken. So the sentence then follows on from what we discussed last week, which is that we need to look at the relationships we have with others and to see how we relate to them and investigate whether this relationship is as it appears to us or not. Because we relate to others with a fixed apprehension, seeing those that we are close to as being unequivocally a loved one, a dear friend, and those that we dislike as being unequivocally an enemy, someone we dislike. And others we have an indifference towards. And we accept that this is the reality, this is how our relationship is. But we need to challenge that. We need to think whether this really is the case or not. And we can reflect here in a number of ways, one of which is to take into account past lives. This is not our first life. We have had countless lives. And in many of those, in our previous life, we would have had parents, just like we do in this life. Those, in that life, they would have been dear to us, just like our parents are in this life. But if we have a relationship with our past life parents again in this life, it would not be as our parents. It would be in some other form, maybe someone we dislike. This is entirely possible. We cannot say for certain that with anyone, that the relationship that we have with them now is the relationship we have always had with them. Moreover, if we look at it from this life perspective, we can also see that this is true. There are those that we are close to now, but we've perhaps in the past, we did not know them, we were indifferent to them. Others, we didn't get on with, and later we did. Moreover, one relationship can change from someone is dear to you, but you have a big argument and you fall out. Later on, though, the relationship is once again close. So we need to reflect on this again and again to weaken this fixed apprehension we have towards others, seeing them and seeing our relationship with them in a static way, when this is not how it exists. So here we need to weaken this apprehension of them as being in a particular way. And this then will weaken the resulting afflictions, and we will then progress to developing an attitude of impartiality or equanimity. And in your reflection, draw to mind instances where you developed connections with people, and see how you then see them in a static way, in a fixed way. For example, if you are introduced to a group of strangers, and let's say amongst this group of, say, four people, there's one who immediately warms to you, helps you out, introduces you to the others, shows you around, and really shows some kindness to you. You establish a relationship with this person, a sense of closeness to this person, seeing them as a kind person. And the others, perhaps, if they're not really making much effort, not interacting with you, you'll have a feeling of distance towards them. Not necessarily dislike, but a distance, close to the one who's helping you, and a distance towards the others. So recall to mind these situations, and then challenge this. Challenge this fixed way that we apprehend our relationships with others. In this way, we progress to develop impartiality. The way to transform our mind, to transform these deep-seated habitual ways of thinking, is to use reasoning, many reasons, again and again. Because if we just think to ourselves, all beings are equal, I should have an equal relationship to all, shouldn't be closer to some distant from others, just like that, without analysis, we're not going to challenge these deep-seated habits. Rather, we need to use reasons, many reasons, a variety of reasons, again and again.
ね、だからね、先、なんか、担任者へで担保管理者を入れて、担保管理者先生、担任者、ちっぱれ、三三担保、三地地まれした。だからね、社長は担保監査チェラパチレ、三田社長を入れられ。だからね、管理者は、ね、チェラパ。監査チブ。近い会社、三田社長を入れられ。
Here the advice is, one shouldn't be thinking about the generality of all sentient beings, thinking, for example, we are all the same. This approach won't help. One needs to start with particularities, with one or two or three people, looking there at a far smaller selection, rather than as beings in general, humanity as a whole.
Rangi dundu sa janyin parma sumje kansa sumye ba samne deda la takkab deda ki nangne kanya runwa shiki du tatu rang la panto paam neva che ba la ngeba meba samgoyes.
Continuing in the text. Imagine three people. So here we come now to how to do the meditation, how to cultivate our mind. So looking at the text, imagine three people in front of you, a friend, an enemy, and a neutral person. And while observing them, consider that there is no certainty that any one of them will at all times either help or harm you.
Rangle
When one is gaining familiarity with a new system or a new object of meditation, it's important then to have an ideal environment for the meditation as possible. One generally will meditate better where there is less external distraction to draw one's mind to. So somewhere quiet, somewhere where your mind can be relaxed, free of distraction, something isolated, quiet, like where we are now. Then, with your mind spacious and relaxed and not distracted, then imagine three people, like the text presents, before one, and imagine as if they were really present. Call to mind someone whom you're close to, you have a warm connection with, someone that you recognize has helped you a lot. Then imagine a second person, someone whom you have a difficult relationship with, someone who gives you a hard time. Then the third person, someone you don't have much interaction with, that they don't give you a hard time, they haven't helped you particularly. When they come to mind, you don't have a warm feeling towards them, nor an aversion. So someone very neutral. So imagine these three different people as if they were before you.
Some 他的那个结巴结。三万买的东西的，跌到了，跌到了大个，跌到给哪里？刚要融化去，就到头上了，你把，这趟子，啊，让给军都晒的热的，让给军说，这你把么送去，刚才送药吧，三年是的，的确是的吧？等你跌到了，跌到了，大年是跌到了结巴结的，结巴跟那些，等那大个结结巴结合不是过来，再跟那些我说，跌到给哪里？刚要融化去，这些送难当不去了呀，三当过来些，就到头上来判把么晒的，等来三当过来些，他去了些三当过来当不。
Because there are two steps here. First is as I've just presented. Imagine three people in front of you, a friend, an enemy, and a neutral person. Then the second step. And while observing them, consider that there is no certainty that any one of them will at all times either help or harm you.
Once
in a quiet place, imagine these three different people before you. So those are the first two steps. Now one meditates with each of them respectively, starting with a person that is a friend. So this is a person that you're imagining before you, and just merely thinking of them, calling them to mind, immediately a warmness arises. This feeling of a warmth and a close connection with the person arises. So this is someone we call a friend. And we ask ourselves, so this is the relationship I have with this person right now. Did I have this same or a similar relationship with them in a previous life? Can I say that with any certainty? And perhaps the life immediately preceding this, especially if it's a person with a strong connection, maybe we had a good relationship then too. But can we say in every life, whenever we've met, we always got on so well? And of course we cannot say that. There's no basis for saying that. We open ourselves here to the fact that in some previous life, this person who is so dear to us now, at this present time, in a previous life, they gave us a hard time. They tormented us. They brought many problems into our lives. And then we ask ourselves, and are those the only two possibilities? Now the mind is more receptive and more open, and we will recognize that there would have been other lives when we would have had interaction with this person, but no particular warmth or feeling towards them or aversion towards them. We would have probably been quite indifferent towards each other. And in this way, we recognize that whilst right now with this person, they are a dear friend, someone I have a close connection with. But in a previous life, we could have been sworn enemies. They could have been someone who really gave me a hard time. And also, in lives previous to this, we may well have passed each other or even known each other, but our relationship was one of indifference. So in this way, we come to recognize that an individual, a particular person, we have had, whilst we have a relationship with them as a friend, we will also have had a relationship with them as an enemy and a neutral person. Now the mind's been open and receptive towards this one person. Now still staying with this one person, this dear friend in this life, we expand this, we open our mind, make it even broader, recognizing that since beginningless time, across innumerable life forms, this great expanse of time, with this person, this individual that I've called to mind, I would have had relationships or interactions with them in countless lifetimes. So it's not that we have been had a relationship of friendship, a relationship of conflict, a relationship of indifference, but actually we've had many lifetimes where we've had great connection, warmth together, and many lifetimes where we've had conflict and haven't got on, and also many relationships, many lifetimes where our relationship has been one of indifference. And here we make our mind ever more expansive in relation to the same person. Gabriel
给我们阿玛利亚，你阿里念念章都没不就是阿拉判断章都没不解约了，俺我妈先把把阿玛的章都没不念约了，今天穷约了，现在今天穷多啊，身边今天什么当过来着？
Having concentrated in the meditation on the first person and broken down the fixed way that we apprehend our relationship with them, we now move to the second person, the person that we have conflict with, that now merely calling them to mind, an apprehension arises within us, a tension arises within us. So this is someone that we relate to as an enemy. Here, we guard our mind not to fixate on the reasons why we consider them an enemy, but immediately we utilize the meditation we've just done on our friend and ask ourselves, can we say with any certainty that in every life where I have had an interaction or a relationship with this person, that it has been one of conflict? Of course not. Perhaps they were my dear child in my life immediately previous to this. Certainly, in a previous life, they may well have been an enemy. They may well have been someone that helped me in many ways. And there would have been lives as well where we knew each other, but our relationship was neutral, one of indifference, with no particular connection. And because we've had innumerable lifetimes, unimaginable life forms of an incredible span of time, with this person I'm now calling to mind. Right now, whilst we do have, whilst conflict does dominate our relationship, it has not always been so. We may have had conflict in many past lives, but too, we would have had many lifetimes where they showed great kindness to me, and also where I cared for them with a tender heart, as well as many lifetimes where there was no particular connection between us. And then, so here, thus far, this meditation on the enemy reflects the same sequence as the meditation on the friend. But now, having done these two of the three people before us, we can ask ourselves the question, so really, can I say that either of these people before me are quite different in terms of our relationship when we look at it in an expansive way? But actually, I've had a wide variety of relationships with both of them. I cannot point to either one and say, this one is kinder to me. This one has been worse to me. There is no valid foundation for that. Here, we start to develop our impartiality, recognizing there is really no difference in our relationships between either of these people.
Barma 네 숨가라 안 집어 따고마다 되니게 찍리 야가다 찍리 니엔제 빼야고 삼다 찍리 자월성이 타지도고 그걸 막아 치워야 되기 문제 가야미도 세상 바마르세디 그 타지도게리아 남매제 샤와야 돼 김제 가야미도와 선비기 되니게 삼다이도 되니기다 레리리네 숨바레 레리네 삼다한 삼두스타이도 세상 되니다 네 니링 가야미도 되제 콘조 다타르 직발마도 니링제에게 김생가입니다. 오세. 되네고 발마 샘디 저 찬용 바로지. 다상을 마선에 저 발마로 찬용 바로 리투고래.
Then having challenged and broken down this fixed apprehension we have of the person that we have conflict with in this life, we move then to the third person, the neutral person. And here the meditation is the same, calling to mind these innumerable past lives that we've had, that whilst this person right now I feel no particular connection with, largely we go through life with an indifference towards each other, this is not the first life we've had interaction. In others, the relationship may well have been similar to what we're experiencing now, but in others too, we would have been close. We would have been dear to each other. Perhaps one cared for the other as a child, parent and a child. And still others, the relationship may have been dominated by conflict. So we here then, now, recognize that our relationship with this person, with whom we have and this neutral person, a person that we feel no particular connection with, That this, to see them in a fixed way like this, has no solid foundation at all. Because when we look back through past lives, we recognize that it is certain we would have had very different relationships in the past. So therefore, now having meditated in relation individually to each of these three people, we recognize that there is no reason to that we can say, no valid reason that we can point to say, I should have this, a close feeling for one, an aversion towards another, and an indifference towards the third. Now, with this more expansive outlook, we relate to all three in an impartial manner, in an equal manner. Here in these three segments, I presented a brief way that you can meditate on someone that you currently feel close to, someone you feel an aversion towards, and a third person that you feel an indifference towards. And it's through meditating, using reasons such as are presented here, and doing so repeatedly over a sustained period, that you will change your way of thinking. Your outlook will become more expansive. You will not grasp at others in the same exaggerated way that we currently do, holding this person to be my dear friend, and this person to be my sworn enemy, and that lot, well, I don't really think of them very much. Rather, we will start to relate to all in an impartial manner, with a feeling of being equally close to others. And this comes about through meditating with reasons repeatedly over a sustained period. And this way, we break down the fixed way that we currently apprehend others.
Yeah, jisaya kala rupi samdhavi ne dirwa jina kala tibbe yundan jangja se ngarazu penyegi yundan jangja se ngarazu jiksaya se penpa che susule yakura che subule penpa che da shimpura chungwa ne nde negi yumze sakaya samdhavi ki nyema yaku chungwa se jikuru di jikbu samdhavi kala tibbe yakura ta di zakura ya sa dine samdhavi shukchimu ta diwa ne shukchimu ji liya che yorwa da dine ki shukchimu liya de dine kala di liya Jipa jeba ra jeye jindu jindu ni kala saya shimbo niyaka shimbo yunni wu sawa ni supul nuigire saya di haqoba ina dan nuigire ni yunguruwa di nige shimbo di mangu sawa na nuigurwa, nuya chunguruwa jesan bina nganju bina kala shakso yoba da di nige sanay shimbo supul penpa riyo di nige shakso yoba di gidi ina di nige janya sa di nige supul nuigurwa jesan di nige kala di liya dan nuyayi jinji yo chaji yoba dangbo nuyayi jin yoba da yunna haa mokwa che Yundan jangjia shimbo da shibu su jina, o dadi kala di shimbo ya, di saagura san piki dweba di shukchimbo shukchi le diga chakirwa. Da dhelya kala di gyun yoba da di mangu gyun nipo san na nyugo le dinde di yoba san, nyugi bi gyun ji yoba da hako na, kola yundan jaya yoba che, gyun ya yoba da hako ba na, adi sana shimbo ya dina dweba saagura ma, gedi na di saaya ma da si piki saaya ki dweba di shukchung lu gorwa. Good卷的圆的,你个月把通算呢,安得了,他几度卷月把的,可是圆的经过经过的。其实呢,这卡拉几个的,你们就啥去新闻月把,月把新的,所说的,被着过哪里,刚刚车位呢,我到底卡拉三个的卡拉的,新不月把的,这是不是有月个啥月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度卷月把的,他几度 지단 지코 교회에 되네 여러데 이나 갑레 갑르산의 수불의 핑기를 최대한의 핑기를 해야지 뒤에와 쇼로 와 어 디니게 칼라지고 섬다면에 윈덴자자 섬다베네 델레 차신 주신불 해야지 다 칼라디게 윈데데 뒤니가 통바이나 근데 디지기 차신 차과의 숙체와요 하데 신부시요 아 칼라 신부지 매바이네 디균자자 아빠데베네 그 마하의 균의 사이에 되베 매바 안디니시래 해야지 다시 칼라디 윈덴디에 통보 있네. 뒤에 요르데 있네. 윈덴 팬에다 뉴바 요바 팬에바 통보네. 한 발마저 어디 타지도 뒤에 말해도 곧 산에 뛰어서 핑계했어야 돼. 근데 그 타지도 윈덴에 대한 마 매바지. 근데 타지도 윈덴에 대한 매바지. 이 용도가 등한 주기 다 세부로 지금 한 주기 지금 영화를 실리거로 봐. 아국어로 봐야 되네.
What we don't recognize here is that our normal way of thinking is quite extreme. But through this meditation, one will come to have a more balanced outlook. So for example, if there's a particular food that you enjoy, it tastes really nice, it's quite healthy, and you're thinking about, oh, I'd really love to eat this particular food, and it's okay, it's not something particularly bad to eat, then one will strive, seek it out, eat it, and eat it some more, and eat perhaps even more, and eventually will overeat. And then one's not so happy. Then the stomach is complaining. So what has gone wrong here is that our mind was dominated by attachment. So we had an exaggerated approach to this particular food. And therefore, whilst it wasn't anything unhealthy to eat, we overindulged, we overdid it, and now we feel quite uncomfortable. But then, if we were to say, oh, I feel terrible, I'm never eating this again, then that again is going to the other extreme. Here now, we're following another affliction, that of aversion. I'll never eat that again. The sensible approach that we can easily recognize is to say, this is healthy, but eat it in a balanced way, without getting overly excited and therefore overdoing it. And likewise, not to have an adverse reaction to something that isn't particularly harmful for oneself, but to approach it in an even way, a balanced way. So this is a more sensible way to live our lives.
All right, 배치 Bahama Misum Jesam Sal Santa. Then it's some good in the Rene, Gabriel Ninjabar, Gabriel Bahama, Gabriel Tawachabares, Sungal Dusu Santadi, then Sunga Jiba Chasson, rather. Jiba Chandu, Jiba Tonga, do you didn't? Now the Samna Dama Pajo Patana, some Dana Taji to Chilea Ningi Chapache, Chasin Giada, Taji to Chile Magawa Gia, Taji to Chile Nangme Shasha, Mebaje, got same depart.
Meditating this way, from one person to another to a third, recognizing how we currently relate to people, with those that we hold as dear, we have a strong attachment to them. We want to be with them, merely calling to mind, a joy arises. But there are others who we have an aversion towards, that merely calling them to mind, hearing their name or their voice, an aversion, a pushing away, arises within us. We relate to them in a fixed way, a static manner, as if this is a person who will bring me happiness, this is a person who will bring me pain, and see them in a fixed manner in this way. Rather, through doing this meditation, based on reasons, again and again, we recognize that the relationship we have with any individual is not the only relationship we've had. And in fact, not only have we had a wide variety of relationships with each person, but because of that, there is no way to differentiate between people, between this one has shown me more kindness than that one. There is no basis for that. Equally, there's no basis to say, this is a person who's harmed me more than any other. There's no basis for this. Recognizing then that there is no basis to differentiate between others, saying that this someone is someone that's near and dear, this is someone awful I want to have nothing to do with, and these are the group that I don't really care for. There's no basis for that. There is no reason to say that it is appropriate to be close to some and distant from others. In this way then, we start to develop equanimity or impartiality towards others, relating to others in an equal manner, not seeing some as more worthy or some as that we want to be with more than others.
Semjin Chitambala, Mayimbar, Jeda Bashila, Musu Gane, some beauty catching boy is. That is shady, that no
Continuing in the paragraph, it is important to do this meditation with regard to specific persons and not just all sentient beings in general.
Semjin Chitambo, whom do you call Semjin Chitamba, Semjin Chitamba, Tangim, some matanaje. That is Mixukaji Dundelia, Mandu, Nia Sosoki, Nian, Dawa, Nathaniel, Sumshaji, Tele Mixukaji, Tuscombia, the Kitchen Bore, such that on that it is she said.
This I've already presented now that one shouldn't start with all sentient beings or with a vast number of beings, but start with a small group, a group of three, and this way one will be able to have an impact on one's mind.
That Jarabaji Kaplaya and Dindele Mini Lesina and the Chidi Chik Sosuke Sosolia and Junji Shihanjida, Chidi, Gobuchin Lesone, Lamsang at the same day, Quinilla Tang Litu Mares. Deji Chizamba Chiz and Semjanam Jada, Chigat, Tachibare, some Tangim, some Tower, Dinde, some Tower, in a Jumja Yada, but Hamore, Mode, and Daddy, and Jaraba, Gosu Babiki, Nerapchilia, and Michiraba, Nisum Chile. And
the reason why one shouldn't start with all sentient beings, but rather with specific beings, is then presented in the rest of the sentence. The latter being too vague for a change of attitude to apply to specific people. Here, as I mentioned earlier, if one sits and thinks, all beings are equal, all sentient beings are equal in value, and things like that, that is too general approach. It won't have an impact on one's mind. One rather needs to start with a small group of three, as mentioned, and use reasons. In that way, one will change one's mind. But if one rather meditates on all sentient beings as this large collective, may they all, we are all the same, then when you encounter two people, one who you are close to, one whom you are distant with, not having meditated in the way I've mentioned, based on correct reasons, immediately in your mind, a nearness, a closeness to one will arise, pulling you to them, but an aversion will arise to the other, pushing you away from them. So therefore, one should meditate in the way that's presented here.
Dene rimgi gansa disum la mibige danyum sambashi ki tublas di jiso nyongwan di nyongwa di rimgi gansa shen la jaki chi tuba yin sidu.
Then the paragraph concludes. Gradually, a sense of impartiality will develop towards these three, after which you can extend this actual experience slowly toward other beings.
As
stated here, one needs to start with the meditation with a group of three, but meditating on them individually, the friend, thereafter the enemy, thereafter the stranger, and doing so utilizing many reasons. Thereafter, when you fail to change towards how you relate to these three, then apply it to others. Change this group of three to another group. And eventually, going through this process, one can apply the same reasoning to whomever you call to mind, whoever you think of. You can recognize that whatever that relationship you have with them, which will be one of the three, friend, enemy, or stranger, that relationship's not fixed. They would have been someone, whomever this person is right now to you, they at some point would have been, probably many times, a dear friend. Then other times, someone who gave you a hard time. And at other times, someone that you were indifferent towards. So in this way, one slowly expands from the initial three to another group, and slowly, one by one, to more people. This meditation on impartiality is the indispensable foundation to embark on the training of the six causes leading to the one effect method. Having cultivated equanimity well, then one starts to develop the attitude, or the outlook rather, that we have a relationship of parent and child, mother and child, with all sentient beings. And this is something that we need to come to experience for ourselves, to know for ourselves with valid cognition. So this requires, to be able to do so, one requires the basis of impartiality. And then one is ready to start cultivating the recognition that we have a relationship of parent and child with all beings. With both these meditations, that of first impartiality, thereafter of coming to see beings as our mother, or having been our mother, we're relating to all sentient beings. But with the meditation on impartiality, we're doing so within dividing beings into groups of three: friend, enemy, and stranger. And now, when we come to the second meditation, the first of the six causes, here we're only thinking about them in relationship of the relationship in relation to the relationship of mother and child. Whereas previously in impartiality, we were relating to others through relationships of friend, enemy, and stranger. But here, in coming to gain experience that all beings have been our mother, we also, like in the impartiality meditation, need to meditate with many reasons in order to give rise to a transformative realization.
That in my Ditabian, Jua Jua Nas, Rimba Niber, Simjan Tamji, Jawala Toma Mebadang, Della Dene, Dangla Tamebe, Simjan Riri, Wine, Jawa Kayan Runga, Shigla, Rani, Ninji, Tartuba, Pamaso, Jin Yonga, some grace. Didabi Deji Jesu Nyonwa Rimjin Gansha Shengi Gege Tupsen Pajasa Sama That is my Didabi Didabi Gurjunwana Rimba Nibra Simjan Tamji Gewala Toma Mebata Dela Dena Jangla Tamepe Simjan Riri Ngone Gewa Kanyang Nuwa Shikla Rangi Gi Nyingi Tarutuk Pamon So Ji Nyonwa Samgwes
In the next paragraph, when you have undergone this change, the next step is to consider that since everyone's births have been beginningless and thus limitless in number, every single person has been your best of friends, parents, and so forth over the course of lifetimes. Paragraph starts with when you have undergone this change. So this change refers to having cultivated an attitude or an outlook of impartiality.
And
what is it that has changed when you have undergone this change? So what is it that has changed? Well, this current closeness we have towards some and distance we have towards others, this will be gone. Now one will have a relationship of impartiality or will relate to others with impartiality, having a relationship that is equal, where you relate to others in an equal manner without this closeness and distance.
Danyam chune dine yalgi dhoyas kaya marwa. Chizan dine kar samtang guru sene, ta simjana ja rangi ma jeng yongwa di jeng guri esi di. Yalgi sim samlo di danyam tili ya samlo di nyuba chir tang ya la, ane kar sin rinpa nyiba. Simjana tam jiki gyewa la toba ya ma. Chizan simjana ganasina gyewa di ngama 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 diba du yore dine yo ma resi be kaya ya ma ra toba ya ma resi. Chizan bumbra bumbra shiho chi yore esi. Gyewa la toba me ba la. Gyewa toba me ba du samtang guri eji. Tan Toma Mebazang, Della Dine, Jang Taye Besib, Jewal Toma, Jewa Yane, Yandu, Lea, Dia, Janga said, Dism Jewa Limbari, Dism Jewa Limba Mare said, Jewa Limbali, Jang Zibine, Jang de Lan, Tamebachi, yes, Tamebe, Sizadinik, Tamebe, the Dibartojina.
Having developed impartiality, this is the indispensable foundation, but we need to then develop it further. Whilst impartiality is the indispensable foundation for, as the text says, the next step, we need to then take the next step and develop our mind of impartiality ever further. So here we have already, in our development of impartiality, we have already cultivated this outlook that is expressed here. The next step is to consider that since everyone's births have been beginningless and thus limitless in number. So in the previous meditation, we reflected on our innumerable lifespans, unimaginable life forms, and that this has been experienced over an inconceivable span of time. So we already have that foundation for this next step of the meditation.
Mm-hmm. That the nigger jang me by in song, that simje re ring winning, Jewa Kaya Runwa Shigla, Rani Yi Yin, Taduba, Pama Soki, Pama So, Njinua, some good city. That the nigger simje re ring winning, Sosu Rang, simje re ring winning, Jewa Lenyonga Sheta. Simje that simje la jang me by it, simje jang me by the simje descending a Jewa, descending Jewa, descending Jewa Yomar said, Lisha Machet, that simje re ring winning Jewa Lenyonga. Kewa 제자들이 제 파마 탈두 파마 진용한 데가 있어요.
So here, in the first step here, you're recognizing or reminding oneself of the limitless expanse of rebirths that all beings have had, oneself and others, and in innumerable life forms as well. And this is the case for myself and others. We've all been born as whatever sex we are in this life, but also the other sex. And we've been born as humans, we've been born as animals in the wide variety of animal forms and unseen beings too. So this is the situation for all of us. Innumerable lifespans, unimaginable life forms. And now, moreover, we continue with the verse, with the paragraph. We have had relationships, interactions, connections with each and every other being. Beings are limitless in number. Rebirths are limitless in number. So therefore, it is certain that we would have had many connections, interactions with each individual being at varying points across this expanse of beginningless time. And amongst these relationships that we would have had with others, there would have been quite a variety. But here we focus on the relationship that we've had with them as parents and child. And again, in the relationships of parents and child, there are different expressions in terms of quality of parenting, but here we can be certain that because of beginningless lifetimes, with each being, we would have the relationship where they were not just a primary caregiver, but they did so tenderly, with love and with care.
だでにげけわでにげにょんよれでにれんよだでにげでざねけわれんよでにげパマチェんよでにげパマチェんなげでざねけんよけんよるさんさんだいでなせんじゃんでにげパマチェんよまがでざねけんみょんよれせんじいしやめばれしちなどちでにげさんたさんさんだいでこあにでにげなせんじゃんたむじゃざねがけわれんよんばちゃんちゃでばんざせんじゃんたむじゃげパマチェんよんはしゃだれしゃまど
Simjin Dingi Pama Jay Manual Risha Simbi Shahaji Mindu Sambi Samlochi and Samlo Nala Ji Dili Tugore. Dili Dukabla and Garasa was in Simjin Tamji Rangi Maji and Yonwa Sheba said Hagugore Chabare Arson Simjin Tamji Rangi Maji and Yonwa Risha Simbi Samlo Simjin Rangi Maji and Yonwa Sheba said Chiligore Chida Dinigi Adia Yumjan or Samadana Jawangamada Dinigi Samadana. メメナディスムジャランマジェニョーディスサムタイゴニミドアツナケワンガマケワンガマデケワンガマレジャンメバザケワラジャンメバザガブリアンミリケヨレテガブリリングイチェンセムジンディディネチリケワレンマニョーレセメレダガブリレハリケヨレガブレニャワケヨレガブレドゥルケヨレダドゥルネニャダタブシンタマナケヨナハラアンジュグンディベハダスギルハダスミゲハデソエキケワマンブレンサヨランガズギ
Then
Nyomoba mapa wazan, tarpa mato wazan yanja, ani deval makia da, ani koval kia di ungorwa. Dinizada, diniki kia milimba meba wazan, simjan kani chili yanga makia wale se unimindu. Chisata, simjan samal king yobana, simjan tajingi maji yonga shada mato, mani je manyonga se de je mindus. Maji yonga diang, sarjik jevarebe, dini je yomas in diha marako, kiawala te yani yadu limba wazan. Jangga mebaza, cara mangbo jengar di, cara dini jere dini jaya mara jangga jangga jemna jangga tu tu ya yo mara ya saja. Dusi ne samdane semjana jema rangi ma jengar ridoa, cara jengar jangga ridoa sampai samlo ci dusi ne ngandu gil getu gore. Jadi dini ya dusi simju je jeba je, yana yana jumse samdane na, ada semjana rangi ma jengar shada ridoa sampai samlo di getu gore dah.
Based on the training we did in cultivating impartiality, overcoming the closeness we feel to some and the distance from others, we are now ideally suited to meditate here, coming to gain transformative experience that we have had relationships of mother and child with each and every single sentient being. So here in this meditation we reflect that there is not a realm that we haven't been born in. In fact, in each of the realms, we've been born so many times, including in the upper realms of the God realms, the form and formless realms, we would have attained clairvoyance and karma abiding and the clairvoyances that come with karma abiding many times in past lives, and therefore been born in the form and formless realms many times. And in those, and not only there, a human now, but we would have had countless rebirths as a human, as well as in the lower realms. So we have taken, there's not a realm that we haven't been born in. There's not a life form that we haven't lived in. And this is the case not just for myself or yourself or some people, but for each and every being. Now, and thereafter we reflect that across these innumerable lifespans and unimaginable life forms, we have formed connection, had relationships of an inconceivably wide variety as well. So therefore, we would have had in different realms, different life forms, connection, relationship, interaction with beings, and therefore we would have had a wide variety of relationships with all beings. And amongst these, we would have had a relationship of mother and child. And amongst those, we would have had many of a relationship of a child that was cared for with tenderness, kindness. So this then is a sequence of the meditation that one engages in, coming to gain transformative experience that I have a relationship of mother and child with each and every single sentient being.
Tene nyamdo di shila shade es rimgi simjen tam je ni yi du she ki tup sin.
The paragraph concludes with a sentence, taking this insight as a basis, you can slowly develop a sentiment of close friendship towards all sentient beings.
And then in that dini ge semjen je rangi ma chen yu kim zen sam da sam da du chi de semjen je rangi ma chen yu sha da ye do sem bi ge da sem li ya sem ding ge nge ba nye ba chi le yu dini an sem je dini ge nyam do se de dini ge da ka so re rangi ma chen yu wa she ba ha ko ge sam lo chi si wo nyam do se an dini ndi yu to ne an da Rimbe, and Galicia, Simja, Tamjada, Rangi, Nian, Janja, Redu, Nijedua, Sibi, Simjan, Rangi, Nian, Sambigi, some of the key to good hedging.
Taking this insight as a basis, you can slowly develop a sentiment of close friendship towards all sentient beings. Here is one has developed the foundation of impartiality and now the recognition that we have this relationship of mother and child with all, this relationship of tenderness and care with all, as we come to recognize this deep, deep within our heart, then we develop a genuine warmth, a feeling of closeness towards all sentient beings. Summarize then what we've looked at thus far here in terms of the stages in which to train one's mind in order to develop genuine bodhicitta and thereby attain Buddhahood itself. One starts with a meditation on impartiality. Here the clear advice was not to start out with looking at all beings in general, but to start out with just a small select group, someone that when you call to mind, a closeness, a warmth arises, a second person that an aversion arises towards, and someone else that one relates to in an indifferent manner. And then, starting with the person that one feels a warmth towards, utilizing correct reasons, come to see that there is no fixed relationship between the two of you. The relationship has changed in this life, and it's been very different in past lives. Then meditating like this in terms of the person one feels close to, when one comes to recognize that there's no valid basis to say that we have always had such a relationship, one then moves to the person that one currently feels an aversion towards, recognizing through going through the same steps that there is no valid basis for seeing them in that way either, in the same fixed manner. And then coming to see between these two people, there is no way one can validly say, this person is my dear friend, and this person is my sworn enemy, because our relationships have changed so many times since beginning this time. Then one moves to the third person, the one that one is indifferent towards, and goes through the meditation in the same way. And in this way, one's meditated just on three people. When one feels confident, then one expands that to perhaps a new set of three, and then slowly expands it to further and further, eventually coming to the point of recognizing whomever one is interacting with, the way one is experiencing them now is not the relationship one has always had. In this way, we break down this fixed relationship that we, or the fixed way that we relate to others. When we've developed a sense of impartiality, where we an evenness with regard to how we relate to others, we then go to this, the first of the six causes to give rise to bodhicitta, where we recognize that because of these innumerable life these innumerable life forms that we've had, where we've been born in every realm conceivable number of times, in every life form within each realm an inconceivable number of times, we therefore have developed, or we therefore have had relationships, connections with each and every single being, and included within this we would have had relationships of mother and child, and included amongst those we would have had relationships of great tenderness and care, where we were cared for with genuine love and warmth. We develop this way of thinking towards each and every being. Each and every being, recognizing that this relationship we have is with each one of them. There's none that we have not had that relationship with many times. And in this way, through doing this meditation repeatedly over a sustained period, we come to relate to all as being dear, as being of value to us. So this then, these then are the two steps of meditation we've looked at. And if one engages in these, one is developing an indispensable foundation in which to transform our mind and eventually generate bodhicitta itself. Then thank you. Then we'll conclude there for this evening. Thank you.